Welcome to Time with Abba, the Persian Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 27th, Thursday, 2020, day 240. Today's topic, how to start children off on the way they should go. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence and then pray. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 94, verses 1 to 11, Job 23, verse 1 to chapter 27, verse 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12 to chapter 2, verse 11, Proverbs 22, verses 5 to 6. Today's main passages, the first one, Proverbs 22, verse 4. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. The second one is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 22. But as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is how to start children off on the way they should go. Lots of Christians like to have Proverbs 22 verse 6 as their motto and golden Bible verse to remind themselves of the importance of teaching their children right from the beginning. The sad thing is that many Christians know, but they cannot do it. Praise the Lord, because how Paul's teaching and warning to the Christians in Corinth gives us the way how to teach our children. Number one, we need some devoted servants of God like Paul, Silas, and Timothy to teach us that we can grow up and become mature Christians. Number two, we need to trust them who teach us and not like those Christians in Corinth to criticize on Paul. Number three, we need to grow through our church as our spiritual home and to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Also, to be willing to allow Jesus to set his seal of ownership on us, which means we have to go through severe tests and trial to get that seal. If we have a teachable heart to allow Jesus and those who sent by him to teach us, then we know the way Jesus wants us to be and to follow him till death. After the spiritual journey, we are able to teach our children so naturally to walk we have been through, and they will not turn away from it when they are old. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to allow you and those you send to teach us so that we know how to teach our children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch, and what have you heard from Jesus now? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.